Praise God and welcome into Sons of Thunder Talkback Radio. It's all about Jesus. Well, praise God, my friends, and be blessed in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome in. Sons of Thunder, One Touch Outreach Ministry Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about living as an overcomer. Yes, you can be an overcomer through Christ Jesus. You are more than a conqueror. Hey, have you ever felt defeated, overwhelmed, disheartened? We've all been there. Life has a way of throwing us a curveball every now and again when we least expect it. Jesus told us that in this life, we would have troubles. So trials and obstacles are simply a part of life. But the Bible also teaches us that we have victory in Christ. God destined us to be overcomers, not to be overcome by life's struggles, but what does life really look like as an overcomer? Because we need to know that we must overcome evil with good. In Romans 12, he talks about there about verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Friend, there's no doubt about it. Evil is present in this world. But when it comes to evil, we hold more power than we realize. It may seem like there's not much we can do, but Romans 12 and 21 tells us that we have the power to overcome evil with good. So what does this look like in practice? Well, you need to read Romans chapter 12, verse 18 down to 20. Because he talks about if possible, so far as it depends on you. Listen, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge. But leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap hot coals of fire on their head, my friend. Listen, when someone hurts us, it's not usually our first instinct to love on them and meet their needs, is it? But this is exactly how we live as an overcomer of evil. Now, just think for a moment. Can you imagine the impact we would have if every single Christian in the world actually lived overcoming evil with good? Guys, we've got to overcome the darkness with light. We know that Jesus is the light of the world, but did you know that he commissioned us to be a light as well? If you look in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, he talks about you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. We must let our light shine. Listen, these are the words of Jesus. You are the light of the world. What an amazing responsibility. When we watch the news, I know it's easy to feel like darkness is winning. But does darkness really have the power to overcome light? Truth be told, darkness is simply the absence of light. It holds no power. But light is powerful. It can overcome the darkness in an instant. It simply needs to shine. Let your little light shine, friend. See, if you're the light of the world, then you have the power, yes, to vanish darkness. All you need to do is shine brightly. Never allow your light to be hidden, friend. But be like that city on a hill that cannot be hid. And even though some people may be lying on you or making up tales and stories, we've got to overcome lies with truth. Do you want to defeat the enemy's lies? Be armed with the truth. When you know the truth, and I mean really know it, the enemy's lies has no power whatsoever. Know who you are in Christ. Know the truth about what Jesus really did on the cross for you. and know the truth that the enemy has already been defeated. Friends, when truth reigns in your life, you can be an overcomer when it comes to the enemy of lies. We've got to overcome fear with love. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. Listen, when it comes to overcoming fear, love isn't typically the first thing that comes to mind, is it? But the Bible says that fear is overcome by love, not courage, not bravery, but love. Look in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, friend. God is love, and His love has the power to cast out every fear in our lives. When we have truly been perfected in His love, we can live a life apart from fear itself. Fear and worry are natural elements of this world. It's normal to worry about finances and our children. It's normal to be afraid of the evils of this world. But the truth is that what is normal in this world is not normal in the kingdom of God. Our Father did not give us the spirit of fear. The Holy Spirit is far bigger and stronger than anything this world can throw our way, friend. So we overcome the enemy of lies with truth. Overcoming sin and death in Jesus is part of our walk. Look in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. He's talking about there in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Listen, in James 4 and 7, he says, submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We've got to resist the devil. Quit playing patty cake with the enemy, friend. Listen, you're a new creature in Christ. You have the power within you, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, to overcome sin and temptation. Listen, once a slave to sin, you had no power to say no. And when you say no to the devil, then he has to run away. Listen, you were once a slave to sin. But friend, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you now have the power to say no. And when you say no, the devil has to skedaddle. Death was defeated the moment Jesus resurrected from the dead. And the Bible tells us that he was the firstborn among many brethren. You and I inherit the eternal life Christ won for us. We are dead to sin and alive in Christ. As a child of God, equipped with the Holy Ghost, you are an overcomer, walking. So walk in that truth. Listen, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Friend, I hope that we've said something that would encourage you today. That if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that you would reach up, reach out right now and take a hold of the unchangeable hand of the great I Am. That you would repent of your sins and be set free from the addiction of sin. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Friend, you must be born again or you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Please don't reject Jesus Christ, but reach out, reach up, and take a hold of that unchangeable hand. And hold on. As you hold on to the unchangeable hand of the great I Am, friend, you hold on and you endure to the end, standing on the word and the promises of God, that those that endure to the end shall be saved. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Get dressed with the full armor of God. And stand this day a new creature in Christ Jesus. We look forward to hearing from you. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, give us a shout out. We want to rejoice with you and your family and the angels in heaven today. Call 1-931-229-0768. You get 3 minutes per phone call. Just call and obey the Lord. You can share your testimony. Hey, drop off a uplifting and encouraging Bible verse. Share your prayer request, knowing that the prayer warriors here at Sons of Thunder One Touch Outreach Ministry will be praying for you and your needs. Be blessed. We'll be back just in a moment. In the wonderful, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be blessed.
Travel, one concrete, the other in gravel. Which one will you travel in this life? Well, this wide highway is level, constructed by the devil. He planned a lot of pleasure along the way. But this narrow road I travel is rough and filled with gravel. But praise the Lord, I'll make it some sweet day. You got two roads to travel. Two roads to travel, one concrete, the other in gravel. Which one will you travel in this life? This highway built by Satan, the signs and lights they beckon, come on down. But the master's road is straight, it leads to the pearly gates. So mothers, teach your children to bow down. You got two roads to travel, two roads to travel. One concrete, the other in gravel. Which one will you travel in this life? You got two roads to travel, two roads to travel, one concrete, the other in gravel. Which one will you travel in this life? You got two roads to travel, two roads to travel, one concrete, the other in gravel. Which one will you travel in this life?
Praise God and welcome into Sons of Thunder Talkback Radio. It's all about Jesus.
Tennessee, coasting Nashville, way back up on the hill, I'm on my evergreen. This little log cabin made of earth and wood, and lived a preaching boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could preach the words just like a ring and a bell. Go, go,
go, Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, go.
Johnny, too tall. Used to carry his Bible in a gunny sack and sit beneath the trees on the railroad track. On every day he would preach the word while sitting in the shade, listening to the rhythm man. People passing by, they would stop and say, oh my, but that preacher boy sure can preach.
Go, go, Johnny, go, go, go.
time, you'll be a preaching man. You will be the leader of a kid revival, man. Millions of people coming miles around. Did you hear you preach the word till the sun go down? Maybe someday your name will be in line, saying, Johnny, preach good tonight.
Go, go, Johnny, go, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go, go.
Johnny, preach good tonight.
Hello, this is Brother Evangelist Boyd London. I want to call this surrendering your life to Jesus. And the Lord has told me that we need to let people out there know that haven't turned their hearts and lives over to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that they need to think about turning their hearts and lives over to the Lord so they can make it to heaven. There's a lot of people in our world that are living for everything in the world. They're living in sin. They haven't repented. They haven't truly turned to Jesus. And we don't want to see anybody miss out on heaven. We want to see people be welcomed into heaven, their eternal souls, for all of eternity. So we need to let you know that you need to surrender and turn your heart and life over to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross for your sins, if you want to make it to heaven. God is a creator. He made the stars and the night sky, the earth, and everything that exists. And then we started sinning, and sin separates us from God. So God gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and took the punishment for our sins, so we could turn our hearts and lives over to Jesus, repent of our sins, and follow after the Lord and be saved. The entire plan of salvation, the Bible, is to hear, believe in Jesus, repent of our sins, confess Jesus, Lord, be baptized, and live godly. And we're going to look at some scriptures here to let you see this is a serious matter. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we can have everlasting life and can go to heaven through Jesus, through Jesus. In John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If we want to go to heaven, we got to do it through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, because he took the atonement for our sins and died on the cross for our sins. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This is the real deal. Miss Flat Out lays it out. Neither is there salvation in any other. If we want to be saved, if we want to have our sins forgiven, if we want to go to heaven, we've got to do it through Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, the man Jesus Christ. In John 12:48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words have one that judgeth him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So if we don't turn our hearts and lives over to Jesus, there's going to be a judgment coming. And if we haven't turned our hearts and lives over to Jesus, we're not going to be going to heaven. Here in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose space the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for him. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So this lake of fire and hell is real. And if our name's not in that book of life, we're going to go to that eternal lake of fire. Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And what did God do so we didn't have to go to that eternal lake of fire? Well, he gave us his son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins so we can have salvation through Jesus. So we could turn our hearts and lives over to Jesus and follow after the Lord. Our sins can be forgiven. And we can go to heaven for all of eternity. We can be with the Lord. But we've got to surrender our life to Jesus if we want to make it there. In Luke 9:23, Jesus says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gains the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in the Father's and of the holy angels. So Jesus wants us to surrender our life to him, to take up our cross and to follow after him. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. If we keep our life and go after everything in the world but don't turn to Jesus, in the end we're going to lose it and our souls are going to go to that eternal lake of fire for all of eternity. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. If we surrender our lives to Jesus, repent of our sins, turn to Jesus, let the Lord take control of our life and surrender our lives to Jesus and live for Jesus and his purposes and obey him and do what he wants us to do for our lives, in the end, we're going to save it and we're going to be welcomed into heaven. But there's a lot of people out there going after everything in the world, living in sin, that haven't repented, that haven't turned to Jesus. And they're not really thinking about what's going to happen to them after they die and where their soul is going to spend eternity. That eternal lake of fire, if you go there, is forever and ever. It never ends. If you go to heaven to be with the Lord for all of eternity, where there's happiness and rejoicing and no more tears, pain, crying, and death in heaven. If you go to heaven, then you're there for all of eternity. It never ends. But you've got to make the choice to follow after Jesus. What is a man advantage if he gains the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? See, we're all going to meet the Lord. That judgment is coming. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven and things on earth and things under earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. And no matter who it is, the dead are going to stand before that throne, small and great, are going to be judged. The books are going to be open. Everything we've done in our life is going to be laid bare. And if we surrender our lives to Jesus and repented of our sins, lived for the Lord, and done what the Lord has wanted us to do, it's going to be recorded. If we've just lived in sin and lived for everything in the world and haven't turned our hearts and lives over to Jesus, and our name's not in that book of life, it's all recorded in those books. And every person is going to stand there and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and bow to him, and then either be welcomed in or departed off to that eternal lake of fire. You can see it right here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, that's taking up our cross and following after Jesus, doing what he wants us to do. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then I'll profess unto him, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And when you face that judgment, if you stand before the Lord, haven't turned your heart and life over to him, and you haven't surrendered your life to Jesus, and he says, depart from ye that work iniquity, I never knew you, that means you're going to that eternal lake of fire for all of eternity. So Jesus loves you. He stretched out his arms. He died on the cross for you. God, our creator, gave us his son who died on the cross for us. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Why not turn your heart and life over to Jesus today and let the Lord take control of your life? He has a plan for you. He has plans for all of us to use us in the kingdom of God, to do the will of the Father in heaven, starting ministries, helping ministries, going into the world and preaching the gospel to every creature. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, sharing testimonies, helping people overcome, helping people in need from the parable of sheep and the goats, showing his love to others. John 13:34-35. The Lord has many things that he will guide you to that you can do. Whether it's Christian radio ministry programs, helping churches, doing revival events, helping homeless people, taking care of people in need, helping people in the hospitals or nursing homes. The Lord has something that he wants you to do. He wants to take control of your life. He wants to get the sin out of your life by his power and strength. Philippians 4:13 says, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He wants to get the sin out of your life. He wants to use you. He's got a plan for you. You can turn to him, repent of your sins, get born again, and follow after him. Let the Lord use you in the way he wants to use you, and you can be welcomed into heaven if you follow after Jesus and do the will of the Father in heaven. But many people aren't doing this. They're just living for everything in the world and living in sin, and you don't want to miss out on heaven. So please consider turning your heart and life over to Jesus. And when you still have time, get born again, repent of your sins. Let the Lord take control of your life and start following after the Lord. Let the Lord use you. You'll be doing things you never thought you'd be doing. I, Brother Evangelist Boy Thomas Lemon, had a lot of pornography, lust, anger, cursing, and sin in my life. I've turned to Jesus. Over the years, I've helped out different churches as the Lord has directed me. I've helped out prison ministry for years and years. I've helped out Christian radio ministry programs. And the Lord has used me, and he wants to use you. I got born again. The Lord helped me repent of those sins, and I've been living for Jesus, and I'll be welcomed into heaven by the grace of Jesus. My sins are forgiven. Will you be welcomed in, or will you hear depart from me, ye that work iniquity? I never knew you. Have you surrendered your heart and life over to Jesus? Let me leave you with these words in Revelation chapter 22. This is the last part of the Bible here, and it's important. And behold, I, Jesus, come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers and whoever loveth to make it the lie. So we have to turn to the Lord and repent of those sins and live for the Lord and keep his commandments. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you unto these things in the churches. I'm the written offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. This is the real deal. We're either going to go to heaven for all of eternity or go to that eternal lake of fire. God gave us his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. We can turn to the Lord, repent of our sins, follow after the Lord, surrender our lives to Jesus, and be welcomed into heaven. Please turn your heart and life over to Jesus today and get born again. Live for the Lord. Repent of your sins so you can be welcomed into heaven. We love you and Jesus loves you. Please think about where your soul is going to spend eternity and surrender your life to Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen, Evangelist Brother Boyd, sharing the word of God to the people of God. Be blessed, my friends. Our prayer for you from us right here at Sons of Thunder, One Touch Outreach Radio Ministry. We pray that God would continue to bless you, your family, friends, and ministry as you continue to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, be blessed, my friend. And let's remember, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good Lord willing, this is Apostle Eddie Chaney saying, we'll see you next time right here at Sons of Thunder One Touch Outreach Radio Program. Be blessed, my friends, in Jesus' name.